Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, everybody. As we mentioned last week, we are taking this week off because we are at camp. Because we couldn't record an episode, what we are giving you is a Patreon perk that we recorded several months ago. We have a monthly Patreon perk where I bring a quitting question to Ariana, and Ariana helps me decide whether or not I should quit something. What you're about to hear is me asking Ariana whether or not I should stop trying to be a clean person because I keep failing at it. I hope you enjoy this week's mini episode, and we will be back with a regular episode next week.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, my beautiful friend, Ariana Nettleman.
Welcome to Should I Quit the B-Sides. You know, for the real Should I Quit heads out there who know our little known hits.
If you play this track backwards, we actually tell you to worship Satan.
So on this Patreon perk, you, Vanessa, bring me something that you're thinking of quitting. First of all, a check-in. How are you feeling about your hair?
I had a dream that it was long.
Wow.
Because every once in a while, when it's wet, it seems long. And then I'm like, oh my God, is my hair long? And then it dries. And I'm like, no, it's not. But I had a dream that my wet length was the length my hair was.
And was it amazing?
It was amazing. The other thing that happened is I was home in Los Angeles and my nephew got really obsessed with playing with my curls. He like got so excited that you can pull it down really far and it'll just bounce right back up.
Yeah.
I've justified that that's part of long hair. That would happen with short hair too.
Yes, it would. But
on like less of an extreme spring.
Dreams are the things I feel the most like mystical, spiritual, enchanted about. I'm like, if it's happening in your dreams, then it says something about your reality.
So really?
I do.
So you think my hair is going to get really long?
Yeah, I do.
Because I dreamt about
it. Or at least
it
means that you want your hair to get really long, which is the thing that we care about.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, I dreamt about it.
Okay, how are you feeling about watching The Office?
I gotta say, last night I was like, I could eke out two more emails, but Ariana told me it was okay to go to bed and watch The Office. On some Wednesday nights, I work until 10 p.m.
Right.
And that's fine. And I usually take a couple of hours off in the middle of the day. You know, it's not that it's a long day. It's just I take a while to wind down after. If it was like I worked till 10 and 10:05 I was asleep, this would not be a problem. But it takes me a couple of hours and I like to wake up at 6. And so if I don't get asleep until like 12:30. But so I was like debating like, well, I'm up and I'm in work mode. Should I send two more emails? I was like, Ariana thinks that rest is important. And if I start watching The Office sooner, I'll be out of work mode sooner. So I'll fall asleep sooner. And so I still woke up at 6:30 today.
I can't tell you how proud that makes me feel. I think that's my reason for existing is you being like, Ariana said rest is important.
I'm still at the unhealthy stage where I'm like, Ariana said rest is important for my productivity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But hey, I even watched a really delightful episode. I don't remember which one because I fell asleep during it, but it was really lovely.
Good. Well, what is the thing you are thinking of quitting today?
I have a hope in my heart, Ariana, that one day I will be a clean person. Should I quit that hope? Because I am not a clean person, and it brings shame to my house. It brings shame to me.
Tell me about the shame.
So I spill a lot when I cook. I cook a lot, and I spill a lot when I cook. And so my floor is just a mess. It's just dirty all the time. Mm-hmm. And I run a vacuum over it, but I like mop monthly. Mm-hmm. I should mop like almost daily, given how much I spill. Should I be like, okay, do you know what? I'm going to be the kind of person who mops for 2 minutes every night. Like, that sounds nice. And this is the first time I've ever had that thought right here in front of you. Or should I just be like, do you know what? I'm a dirty person. And once a month, when the kids are here, I just yell at everyone to stay out of the kitchen. And I get down on my hands and knees and I scrub the floor. And that's enough.
Well, tell me what's behind wanting to be a clean person.
A few things. One is like, I enjoy things when they're clean.
Mm-hmm.
I think things look prettier. I look around my house when it's clean. I have a cleaning person, Nayeli, who I love, who comes to my house once a month. And I'm just like, what a beautiful house I live in. Thank you, Nayeli. And I feel that way like 2 times a month, because in addition to that, I clean once a month. But I think if I like maintained cleanliness, I would enjoy my home more. 2, I'm embarrassed. My floor is disgusting. And like, you come over a lot and my friend Mauricio comes. People are over a lot here. And it is one of my favorite things. It is one of my favorite things that people are in and out of this house all the time. I love it. But the downside is that I am constantly mortified by the state of my floors. And my sink. My sink is dirty. It's disgusting. I keep my bathroom pretty clean.
Yeah, I will tell you, I never notice what your house looks like. I know that that's not, I'm not saying that to be like, so it shouldn't matter and you should never clean, because I never notice, but I really don't.
There's just like tomato splotches on my floor right now.
How much of this cleanliness thing is related to you and or is some of it related to like having a dog? Like, it is, you are never going to have a perfectly clean house when you have a dog who lives there with you.
None of it is her fault. It is all my fault.
Okay.
I like the stuff that's her fault doesn't bother me. I can only have dark rugs. I need to have a blanket on the couch because she gets mud on the couch. I don't care. Like, that's all adorable dog stuff. People wear shoes in my house. I don't wear shoes in my house, but when people do, I'm like, I have a dog that comes in from the mud and then trots and just comes right in. So no, Rory is a perfect angel. Her dirt is blessed by the gods. I like am bad at washing the dishes. Should I watch YouTube videos and get good at washing the dishes? Here's why I'm bad at it. David, so my brothers and I clear the table and wash the dishes and put the dishes away every night, like obviously. And the person who washed got out of the chore fastest because you were still drying. And David is the oldest child, then would like grab the dishwashing part. And so I was in charge of drying and putting away. And so I feel like I literally never learned how to wash a dish.
Okay. What I'm hearing you say is that you think having a cleaner home would make you feel happier and less ashamed. But tell me about the imagined reality where you spend a lot of energy keeping your house clean. Like, I know it's so easy to imagine, like, I'm just going to have the energy to do it, much like learning a language. Isn't that beautiful? That imagination of the future, where future Ariana is so on top of everything. Like, can you imagine yourself into a more realistic version of that, where you actually have to clean your floor every night or spend 10 minutes longer on the dishes than you do normally? And like, how does that actually feel?
I mean, like, I mostly listen to romance novels while I do the dishes and stuff. I don't mm-hmm. feel like it would feel bad. I feel like I am bad at it. And I am embarrassed that I am 40 and still don't know how to clean. And to be clear, I grew up in a house where like we cleaned ourselves. Like, I didn't grow up with like servants, you know, yeah. Like we made our own beds. We did our own laundry. We cleaned the kitchen every night. I grew up in a house where we cleaned the kitchen every night. Jonathan was final and he mopped the floor every night. Why aren't I living up to this? My mom always thinks my house is disgusting.
Yeah.
She comes over and she goes, Nenny, how did you let your drying rack build up grime like this? And I'm like, because I literally didn't see it. I didn't see it.
So that's two things. There's one, like your ability to see it. And one is you're not knowing how to solve it, right?
Yeah.
I should take a home ec class. So that it feels like, okay, let's say you want to clean more. It's not actually draining you of any time because you're going to be listening to your romance novel and you'll feel better with a clean home. We know how you learn how to clean, but how do you see the things that aren't clean? Is that also one of your questions?
No, I'm fine with not seeing the things I don't see. Like, they don't bother me. My mom cleans them when she comes once or twice a year.
I'm all for that. We don't need Nikki in your ear every day of your life.
No. And she's not on this. Whenever she's like, that's disgusting, I look at it and I go, oh, that is disgusting. And like, it doesn't bother me. I don't feel judged by my mother.
Good.
I think what I need is like a reasonable goal. I'm a very like couch to 5K person, right? I've gotten really into yoga, but I just do 20-minute videos. But then I do it. I do 20-minute videos 3 days a week. And so I need a like, what is my reasonable goal, Ariana?
Well, didn't you say it earlier? Spend 5 minutes at the end of every day mopping your floor?
Or just cleaning. It's just any kind of cleaning. But like cleaning, not straightening up. I spend 5 minutes every night already straightening up.
Yeah.
I will say my house is very tidy.
Totally.
I have a tidy house. I just have a dirty, tidy house. Also, here's another reason why I think it's important I don't quit this. I have dog sitters who come and take care of the dog when Peter and I are traveling. And I want the house to be clean for them. It's gross to stay in someone else's filth.
I think each person should live in whatever way makes them the happiest. I'm not too concerned for the people who are visiting you, but I hear you saying it would genuinely make you happier to have a cleaner home.
I think so.
So that's why I'm on board with you just testing it out, just seeing, is this sustainable? Do I feel better? If the answer is no, that's fine too. It is fine to have a dirty house. It really is.
But and I just want people to know, my house is not disgustingly dirty.
No.
It's not. It's not like sticky. You don't like put your hand somewhere and go like, what is this? But like there are just rings of drinks that are there for like 2 weeks. Okay. So I am gonna clean 5 minutes a night, 4 nights a week.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, that does sound good.
Okay.
And I love there being like when the kids are here, it's going to be part of their job to do it with me. And yes, I think I need to buy a Brillo pad.
Sure.
I can't clean my sink as well as I want to clean it.
I mean, we could do some research.
Okay. I need to figure out how to clean a sink.
Yeah, I think education is part of it.
Yeah. How did I get here, Ariana?
I know I'm in a very similar spot. I was really trying not to confess to our patrons, but I'm like, I shock myself with how little I know how to clean my own home.
I think it's also because throughout my 20s and 30s, like I lived in New York and then I lived in dorms. And so it was a very small space. So it was just easy to keep clean. Like I didn't have a kitchen. So I didn't have to like clean the kitchen floor. This is like a way that I'm still a child.
I also think I like moved into just dirty apartments for a really long time. So there was no sense that it could be clean.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't dedicated to it. But this apartment that I moved into, my landlord.
The cleanest apartment I've ever seen in my life.
Cleaned it top to bottom, like with his bare hands, like bleached everything he could bleach. Like, really did an amazing job cleaning it for us.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, gosh, I have to keep this clean. And I'm in a similar spot.
Yeah, but you're like 8 years younger than I am. How did I make it this far? Anyway. And I really do feel like it is a shame on my parents, who are two of the cleanest people I know. My dad swept every night of my childhood. every night. How did I not look at that and go, yes, that is what an adult does. They sweep every night. Instead, look at that and be like, good for you, Dad. And that's it. That's where my thought process stopped.
I know. My mom cleans the whole kitchen every night, like does all the dishes, dries them and puts them all away, which I guess like if I had a partner, maybe we would do together. But instead, I just like put them in the drying rack and then they stay there for a week and I pull my dishes out of the drying rack to use them, you know?
Yeah. And like the measuring cup that I only use to bake stays there until I bake again.
Right.
My parents kept a squeegee in the shower. And end of your shower, you squeegeed the shower, which just like kept it mostly clean. And so my whole childhood, I squeegeed the shower after I showered. That was just a thing I did. And I guess in the dorms, I didn't care. And now like a squeegee has not been seen in my shower. That is just like such a practical thing to do that I just don't do.
Well, we're learning and growing at many stages of our life, you know?
Peter really knows how to clean things too in an annoying way. When he cleans our stove, he does it through like a chemical he dry cleans it. He uses some sort of chemical and puts it in like a plastic container and lets it sit overnight, the like particles of the stove, you know? Wow. And everything falls off. He chemical cleans it.
I mean, it's true. You do live with a man who really knows how to clean.
Yes. So
if you're willing to ask him for help.
Nope. It's not. But he like uses chemistry to clean. I don't want to do that. No.
Okay. YouTube videos it is.
He's too good at it. He'll be like, well,
we don't need to be that good at cleaning.
No. He like moves furniture. You'll come home and like the oven will be in the middle of the kitchen because he'll be cleaning behind the oven.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to live like that.
Yeah.
Get a life, Peter. Okay. Thanks, everyone.
And we'll talk again next month and we'll ask you how the cleaning's going.
Okay. Yep. No problem. This is perfect because Nayeli is coming tomorrow. So I'll start from a good base.
And it's good. That's how it's easiest to do, right? It's easier to maintain than to.
So anyway, that's all. Thanks, Ariana.
Solved. Glad we figured it out. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.